Reiner Schock from TSN. Join the Shocker. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. I was expecting all kinds of rain, and the weather's decent, so I feel like we're getting a bonus nice day here.
Tomorrow's supposed to rain. I didn't think it was supposed to rain today, was
it? Yeah. Oh. I saw a forecast or two that thought we were going to get some today, but maybe I'm just reading the wrong
thing. Well, maybe you were just sitting. So basically your neighbors were upset because you were suntanning topless again.
Yeah, I listened to Josh Clausen's forecast, and that's how I decide whether or not to wear a shirt.
Yeah, I could totally see it. Right? Don't you have a little lake behind your house? I could see you out with your little tidy-whitey Speedo, and you're like, hey,
yeah,
what's happening? I'm on holidays.
Yeah, floating around in the back pond on the rubber dinghy, shirtless.
Oh, yeah, please. Please, God. If any of Rashog's neighbors see that, please send me a picture at Twitter. It's at Jason Greger. You will get a cash prize if you ever get a picture like that.
Oh, great.
That would be awesome. Stanley Cup final finally gets going. Who do you like?
Well, I'm taking the Kings, but I'm not going to take them in as much of a walk as a lot of people are. I think the Rangers will push it to six. I think they're going to figure out a way to win a couple of games here, and they might win a couple early on in the series. Because the Kings, maybe the Kings have a tendency to back into a series a little bit. So we'll see. But I would say that LA is going to win it. I just don't think it's going to be in the four or five games that a lot of people are picking. What did you say?
Oh, Kings in five. I think the Kings are that much better of a team. I really do. Now, at the start of the playoffs, I had the Rangers going to the Stanley Cup final, but I also had them losing to the West. I just think the West is that much better than the East, and it's going to show itself in this series. I know Henrik Lundqvist is very good. I don't think he can be that good. This Kings team right now, skilled size, they got a lot of speed. The thing that no one talked about is the Kings weren't afraid to open it up. The Kings can come from behind and win games, right? Like if they get down, and then everybody's saying, well, it's not Henrik Lundqvist, and yes, the Rangers are a more structured team, but you know what? The West dominated the East all season long, and I think when the best team in the West takes on the best team in the East, you're going to see it even more so. I think the Kings are bigger, stronger. They're not faster than the Rangers, but I don't think the Rangers' speed is going to be that much of an issue.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the Kings, too, is that they're not that Kings team that struggles to score goals. They're finding offense. They're able to score goals. They're getting lots of production. Like Kopitar is just having an unreal playoff. Jeff Carter as well. I mean, Marian Gaborik, what an ad that he ended up being, too. So they've got lots of guys, and they're finding the offense. So you take one of the best goalies in the world, Drew Doughty leading the defense, and a team that's finding the offense right now. And they're scary, for sure they are. I just think that the Rangers overall as a team, the way that they can play defense together, the way that they defend in their own zone, and with Henrik Lundqvist being on his game, I just think it gives them more than a super, super long shot to be competitive in this thing.
You look at the LA Kings. Okay, so is it just Lundqvist, or do the Rangers have anything else that you feel they'll give the Kings trouble with?
I think the way they play defense. I think the way they I think that they can lock it down in their own zone. They're a good team at getting the puck back and getting out of their zone. Like get it and get out. Montreal had a little bit of trouble with that against them, and I know that Montreal is not the LA Kings, but I think that of the four teams that were left, you could make the argument that the Rangers were the best team in their own zone as far as doing that. From what I had seen and what I had watched, I would make that argument. And I think unless LA pours on the offense, I think that's going to be advantage New York. I do. So we'll have to see how it bears out. We'll have to see how the matchups go. But I just like the way the Rangers play in their own zone. I like their decor. I like the combination of their goalie and their defenseman and the way they play in their own zone. I think Vigneault has a simple, easy system. They just get the puck out. And they've got defensemen that can make passes. I just like what they do in their own end, and I thought it was a difference maker against the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, I think you're right. The only difference is the Canadiens collectively as a group are much smaller, right? And when you have the Kings who are relentless on their forecheck and when you have that much more girth on the ice with skilled size, man, it just makes it harder. I'm curious. The thing that I'm amazed by, and I'm pleasantly surprised by the Kings is it seems that there's so many out there who think size reflects to the, quote, soup can, which is so idiotic. The Kings prove to you that you can be big and skilled and fast, and they're not, you know, they're not afraid to lay body contact on guys if need be. They get in on the forecheck quickly, and, man, they got a lot of smart players. Like, Andre Kopitar right now might be right now the best center in the game.
Well, considering where his team is at and what he's doing for them, yeah. I mean, he just went toe-to-toe with Jonathan Toews, who you would put in a conversation with probably one other guy for that, and out-dueled him. So, yeah, I don't think he's right this second. He's definitely in the running for that. The thing about the Rangers' defense is they're not small, right? They're not going to be horrendously overwhelmed by the Kings' size, I don't think. I mean, you know, Staal is not a small defenseman. Girardi is not a small defenseman. McDonough's not too big, but he's not a tiny guy either. It's not like these guys can't handle themselves physically. I don't think they're going to be overwhelmed. Now, the forecheck and the pressure and the way that LA can come at them, it's going to cause them problems. But physically, I don't see this decor being overwhelmed the way maybe Montreal's would have been, right, with smaller guys. So I guess that's why I feel like the matchup isn't quite as lopsided as some do.
Ryan Schock from TSN joins us. Schock, I know you had a story on Ferentz, and, you know, I know it's getting a lot of news because he's a captain of a pro sports team. And Ferentz is a guy who's, you know, he's into the environment. He's into a lot of things that regular society people are into, right? So this doesn't surprise me that you know that he would take part in the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
Do you think it? You know, off the top of the show, I think it's awesome what he's doing. Do you think pro sports in general, because it's such a misogynistic, you know, when you think about it, and very macho still, you got to be tough and physical and all that stuff. That pro sports and a lot of the issues surrounding men, they don't necessarily jump on board as much as they should.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's slowly coming, and I think that, you know, people like Andrew Ferentz are kind of leading the charge. And I think what is kind of interesting to me is when, you know, when we've had athletes who've come out recently, and the football player, there are those who speak out. The ignorant people take to Twitter or they speak out. And the way the rest of society crawls all over them and basically jumps down their throats for that kind of a response, I think that shows how far the tide has turned, right? How far the tide has turned to the way that this stuff is acceptable, and why the big four sports are probably getting to the point of being ready for this to just not really be an issue. And Andrew Ferentz has always been, you know, on the leading edge of this kind of thinking. That's the way he lived his life. I did do a story with him earlier on in the year. We didn't deal with any of this stuff, but he's a forward-thinking guy. And I think it's great that he's doing it. I think it's great he's taking part. I think it's great it's getting some publicity. Now, should more athletes be going out of their way to do this kind of thing? I don't know if it's fair to expect everybody to stand on a pulpit of some sort. I don't know that some guys have it in them and some guys don't. But I think for the guys who have it in them and the guys who put themselves in that position, it's great. But you can't expect everybody to do it, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's got to be the right guy, the right kind of person to be at the forefront of this anyways. You know, it needs to be the right guy. And to me, a guy like Ferentz is definitely one of those guys.
Looking at the Edmonton Oilers, and we're talking about Ferentz and the Stanley Cup, how far away do you think the Oilers are? Like, I don't see them making the playoffs next year. Do you?
Yeah, well, the conference hasn't gotten any easier, and the division isn't going to get any easier. So, no, they're going to be in really tough, right? And especially if Craig wants to try and develop some young defensemen along the way here. If he does not go out and add significant, legitimate NHL defensemen to this decor, it's going to be their Achilles heel all year long. Their goaltending is coming. It's better than it was at the start of last year, but it still has quite a bit to prove in both of these guys, really. So it's still, I wouldn't say it's a question mark, but it's definitely not the strength of their team yet. So between a blue line that who knows what it's going to look like, goaltending that is what it is, and a group of forwards who are small but skilled, it's the same problems over and over and over again in purgatory here. So I don't know what he can do through the course of 1 year here to change that from last season to this season coming up. I don't think there'll be a playoff team from where they sit right now. And when you watch the LA Kings, the Chicago Blackhawks, the New York Rangers, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Anaheim Ducks, the San Jose Sharks, they're not in the realm of being able to compete with these teams yet. And it's going to be a while.
There's the rumbling, the Umberger for Gagné trade, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense. For now, if there was other pieces to it, maybe, right?
Yeah.
What does
he have left on his deal?
Umberger has got, I think, 2 years left. So it's actually and his cap hit, if I'm not mistaken, is pretty much the same. I think he's actually a 4.5. I'll double check that. But that's what.
And what would be the thought process there? Just.
Well, bigger body.
He's a little bigger?
Yeah, sorry, he's 4.6, and he has 3 years left to Gagné's 2.
Yeah, he's 32 years old.
Yeah, I know, that's the issue, age.
And yeah, he's a little bit bigger, but I don't even think he had, 30-some-odd points last year?
Yeah, injured.
Hang on, I just got it popping up right now. So he played 74 games and had 34 points. Yikes. And that's going to be what, their second line center? So you've got another 3 inches in height out of him. And similar.
Well, how many points did Gagné have?
I don't know that right now.
Like, and to me, it can't just be about points. It's about the makeup of your team.
Yeah.
Right?
37 and 67.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 goals. Yeah, I know. It's about the makeup of your team. And Umberg is a bigger guy, and he's got some experience.
Yeah, he's also had three 50-point seasons, right?
Yeah, if R.J. Umberg is your second-line center, I think you're probably still in some trouble at the center position.
Okay, but is it better than Sam Gagné? Because if Sam Gagné is your second-line center, are you not in the same position?
Well, it depends. Depends if it's the Sam Gagné who gets you 37 points, or if it's the
Sam Gagné who gets you what, 50 or 49 points? He's never had 50.
Well, 38 points in 48 games during the lockout year, right? So that would have been, what would that translate to? That's a 50 plus point season. Sam's got higher point potential. I don't know, the uptick on Umberger, he's a little bit bigger, which helps, but yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. You know, he's a little bit bigger. But the offense, I mean, yeah.
Well, he's had better offensive seasons than Gagné's ever had.
Yeah, but those days are probably behind him. I mean, 34 and 74, 18 points in 48 games, 40 points in 77 games. He had four straight 20-goal years and was close last year. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess it would be you'd be taking on an older guy who you know his numbers are on the way down.
Yep.
As opposed to Sam, who I wouldn't be stunned if Sam had a 55-point year. Wouldn't be stunned by that. We know that that's in his range if he catches fire and plays well.
Okay, but here's my question, Ryan. I think point totals are really one part of the equation. A lack of overall size and defensive awareness amongst the top six is the biggest concern. This team is the worst defensive team in the NHL. RJ Umberger's two-way game is better.
Yeah, no, for sure it is. I agree with you there. It is. And the thing about it is you don't necessarily need your points down the middle. They've got lots of wingers who could flank him and be the point producers on the line. So, yeah, it's almost like getting back to Sean Horkoff in that role, right? I'm not saying that Umberger is Horkoff. I'm just saying it's that type of player. You go with the more veteran two-way guy, and then the point producer is on his flank. So I guess from that standpoint, it makes a little bit of sense. One for one guy for the other, I would probably say just stick with Sam and the upside and the youth. But for the way the Oilers want to play next year, it might give them a better competitive chance night in, night out with Umberger in that position than Gagne. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Well, Umberger, though, if they bring him in, I think is more of a winger, in my opinion, than a center. Now, maybe he could play center again. I'm pretty sure that last year I saw him more on the wing in those games.
He's listed as a center here. Yeah. That's why I was making that leap.
But to me, I'm just – if the Oilers are going to move Sam Gagne, it can't just be about point total straight across because I think they have to look at defensive awareness – if you have some skilled size involved in that, and if you're giving up 4 points, I don't really think that ultimately that's the big difference for this team, because until this team is better in all three areas, not just offensively, they're not going to improve. And until they inject some skilled size, and that's what I'm saying, if it's a 4 point difference, I don't think that's much of a difference in skill.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying, and those are the types of difficult decisions they need to make.
Yeah,
they're not all going to be obvious decisions, and that's the challenging part for a general manager, right? David Perron from Agnes PRV in a second, that's obvious. That's served up on a platter for him. You knock that out of the park 10 days out of 10, right? Well, this kind of trade, feels like it makes sense one day, maybe not so much the other, and it's not going to be obvious. And those are the ones where a general manager can make or break an off season, in the ones that don't scream in terms of what the right thing to do is, but you catch a bit of luck and you make a good decision on it. And when you're dealing with assets like Gagne, they've been talking about moving Gagne for a number of years now, with the return kind of changing. It's an important return for them. They've invested a lot of years into this player, and they need to get something that's useful back in return for them that isn't just draft picks.
Well, that's true. They can't trade in. They cannot trade a proven NHL player for picks or prospects. That is definitely not the way to go. Shogger, we'll let you get back to your sunbathing out on the back deck.
All right, man. Enjoy the game.